The Niger State Emergency Agency says rescue workers are searching for more survivors along the River Niger where the accident happened. About 300 passengers on the boat from the Mundi community had attended a religious celebration in nearby Bajibo village Tuesday night when the boat capsized. Officials say about 150 passengers were rescued, but the rest are yet to be accounted for. Zainab Suleiman is the Niger State Emergency Coordinator.
Right now, there are 14 corpses that have been recovered, and they are still the local people, divers. They are still going about recovering. They are in the waters right now, and the boat was overloaded, which is what we've been what has been happening to a lot of these boat mishaps. They overload the boats, and you know, most of these boats are old. So with the weight of people, sometimes they even carry food stuff in bags. You see that the boat capsizes or it breaks into two.
Boat accidents are not uncommon in Nigeria, where safety regulations on waterways, including load limits and the use of safety jackets, are poorly enforced and often ignored by locals. Authorities also say locals often ignore warnings about late-night travels by water. But the latest accident raises concerns about government negligence. A Niger State official who didn't want to be named told VOA this.
As far as I'm concerned, there is no anyone that is even using life jacket in Niger State. They don't even know what life jacket is all about. So there's nobody that is sensitizing them on the use of life jackets. The state government itself ought to have, you know, procure all these life jackets and some other things. But there's none for now.
Suleiman says stronger law enforcement is needed.
The regulatory authority should swing into action. They should start to, like, enforce these laws. If they need to send officers there at the boarding points, I think it will go a long way.
Climate change is also contributing to the challenge. Nigeria has been seeing rising water levels due to unprecedented rainfall and flooding. Last week, Nigeria's hydrological agency warned of rising rivers and the potential risk of flooding following the release of water from Cameroon's Lagdo Dam. Last month, more than 60 farmers died in northwest Zamfara state when their boat capsized. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.